Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Lady Gaga, it's pretty funny. There is a Taekwondo athlete. Have you seen a picture of this woman who looks just like Lady Gaga?
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Juliana Al-Sadiq, I think. And she is from Jordan, and she doesn't look that much like Gaga, but a lot of people think she does look a lot like Gaga. So we'll have to post the picture and see what you think. But there are a lot of people that got fooled. You know, hoodwinked.
Sure.
They see Lady Gaga's competing at the Olympics and they buy in.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. But as of right now, let's get some Olympic highlights here. Because the U.S. added 9 more medals.
9?
Yeah, and 4 of them were gold. Skeet shooters Amber English and Vincent Hancock won 2 of the golds. Men's swim team won the 4x100 meter freestyle relay.
Yay.
Katie Ledecky was hoping for gold in the women's 400 meter freestyle, but had to settle for silver. Ariana Titmus of Australia beat her by less than a second. But 17-year-old Lydia Jacoby won gold in the 100-meter breaststroke.
Big come from behind.
King is behind. Yeah. Schumacher is above her in lane 4 with a slight lead. And then you've got Jacoby up there in lane 3. Challenging Schumacher. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
Yeah. Imagine 17 years, no. Being 17 years old.
No way.
And that happening. So cool.
Last night they were showing the men's freestyle, and they had a 16-year-old guy in there. And
wow.
He came in like 4th or something.
Yeah.
And he was leading for a little while. But then I said to Scott, I said, could you imagine at 16 being the best in the world?
Yeah. I was on the swim team when I was 16, and I practiced 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that was a significant deal.
A lot.
A significant portion of my life. I can't even imagine how much they train.
Yeah.
Yeah. First ever Olympic gold medalist for swimming from Alaska. Because you imagine there's not a ton of pools in Alaska.
They're all indoor.
For sure.
But I was reading this article last night because we were watching last night as well. We were watching the swimming events that you guys were talking about because they were on. And I was reading this article that was talking about the number one complaint about the Olympics are, A, people don't know if it's live or if it's taped. And the live events, they don't know where to watch. Like, they don't know, like, if you just
where
turn
to go.
On. Well, you just turn on NBC, you're like, oh, the gymnastics are on. But it could be something that happened 12
hours ago
because of the time difference.
Hmm.
And they're not really saying that. Like, sometimes they'll write live up there.
Yeah.
So you know. But
right.
Other times you have no idea.
So the USA is now tied with China with the most medals, 19. But we have the most golds.
So that's the medal count.
Yeah.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen, 637. Weather-wise, going to be a hot one again today. Lots of sunshine, high of 92. It is 72 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about tater tots now. Just like Halloween, the new Exorcist is going to be a trilogy that follows up on the original. It's being made by the same people, and Ellen Burstyn. Is it Bernstein or Bernstein?
Ellen Burstyn.
Burstyn, yeah. Is coming back to play Chris McNeil, the mother of the original possessed girl.
She's still hanging in there, man. And she's still working. She's still acting. She looks good. She's still relatively sharp. She kind of looks the same as she did in the movie, just a slightly older version of herself.
Yeah. How old do you think she is now?
Oh, she's got to be in her low 80s, maybe. I don't
really?
Know.
Really? Who?
Ellen Burstyn, who played the mom on the original Exorcist, she played Linda Blair's mom in the movie.
Mm, I've never seen that.
And they're bringing her back for this reboot or whatever you call
it.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton is in it, but we don't know about Linda Blair.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's 88, Jeff.
88? I was wrong.
I looked it up. She was born in 1932.
She's in her late 80s.
Woo!
Yeah.
The first film is scheduled to come out in October of 2023.
I feel like there was a Fox TV show that involved her and Gina Davis was in it that stemmed from The Exorcist. I don't think it lasted long. Hmm. It was maybe a season or two.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, see, those are the movies that scarred me, so I just never watched them.
That is still, to this day, such a scary movie. If you watch that movie, and I forget what year it was 1970-something, the original, The Exorcist with Linda Blair and Ellen Burstyn, and it was super freaky.
Just exorcisms in general, I try to avoid.
Same. I think it was called The Exorcist, Jeff. I just looked it up. It says The Exorcist TV series. Starring Gina Davis with Ellen Burstyn.
Yep. Also this morning, Black Widow hit theaters, you may recall, on July 9th. Don't know if you've seen it yet, but if you hadn't, it's already coming to all the major digital platforms on August 10th, which is 2 weeks from today. That's just a month after its theatrical release, which is really quick. And a lot of people are speculating, trying to figure out why such a fast turnaround. It is possible that Disney and Marvel saw declining box office numbers in the movie's second weekend, coupled with the fact that COVID is making a comeback, and decided maybe this is just the best way forward financially. Black Widow will hit DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K on September 14th, which is also a pretty quick turnaround.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's really good. So yeah, I'm surprised that this looks like an Avengers movie that you might be interested in just because Scarlett. This is Scarlett Johansson, and you know I know you really appreciate her acting chops.
Excellent actor.
She's just good. Jeff,
did you know
she's
that good. It's rumored that she's pregnant right now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's evidently. This is the rumor because she didn't do a lot of press with Black Widow. She did like a couple of Zoom kind of things, and they're saying that she's kind of due any day, and that she's been keeping this pregnancy super quiet.
Hmm.
So, a new Pokemon series is coming to Netflix. It's going to be live action.
How do they do that?
I don't know. But it's the producer behind Lucifer is set to write and produce it.
A lot of CGI, I imagine.
And they're not releasing a lot of details right now, but we're going to see. It's Netflix is already the place to watch different Pokemon animated series. So I guess, you know, they kind of have the market cornered and they kind of know what they're doing over there as far as Pokemon is considered. Seems to be the trend right now to turn animes into live action because Netflix is already doing that for Cowboy Bebop and One Piece.
And one of Fritz's favorite shows, Dexter.
Yes.
The fans have finally been heard, Dexter fans. During last weekend's Comic-Con panel, Michael C. Hall said that one of the motivations for doing a new season of Dexter
was because the finale was such a garbage show.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was. They wanted to atone for the universally hated season finale.
I never finished it because you said, Tim, stop watching it. You don't want to see how it ends.
Season 3, I think, with the Trinity Killers were the best. I thought that was really good. And then there was that other season, I think, with Colin Hanks.
That was a good one.
But the way that it ends is just awful.
And why was that? Because I never saw the show. Well, can you say without giving it away, were there just questions unanswered, or did they let the fans down? Did they betray your trust?
Was it like Lost?
No, it really wasn't any of those things. It was just like the way that they let certain characters leave the show. Like Deb, who is a beloved character. She's Dexter's sister on the show. The way that she left the show was
that felt
just
like a betrayal.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, I feel like I could give it away if you want me to, because they kind of fake his death, but he's alive clearly still because, you know, he's coming back.
Well, Michael C. Hall said this is a show that's very important to all of us, and the chance to revisit it and maybe in the process redefine the sense of the show's ending and the sense of the show's legacy more broadly was certainly a part of our motivation, no doubt.
Yeah.
Dexter New Blood comes out November 7th on Showtime. There will only be 10 episodes, but Michael hinted that he is open to doing more. Hardcore fans definitely have questions they want answered, and it'll also be interesting to see John Lithgow and Jennifer Carpenter again in flashback scenes.
Yeah, so that's Deb. Deb is Jennifer Carpenter.
All right. what else, Jen?
John Mayer.
Yeah?
Yeah, expressing his gratitude yesterday. His latest album, Sob Rock, hit number 2 on the Billboard album chart. He was really surprised to see it do so well and sit on the charts with Doja Cat, Olivia Rodrigo, and Pop Smoke. He said, "I don't know what to make of still having a seat at this table. I only know it has everything to do with you. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to feel this kind of success with my true, fully assembled self.
Kristen's daughter sent me the video confused. Like, is this a joke or is this a serious effort here? Because it's such an 80s stylistic video.
He's become pretty popular on TikTok the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. He's all over TikTok, and a lot of, I would say, younger people than, you know, you would class, you know, if you,
you
said
would think
the
his audience
people
is.
That weren't buying his first two albums.
Yep.
These people are really into him. And so it's kind of cool to see.
You might be able to add that song on the Yacht Rock channel like right now.
I'll have to check it out.
It would fit. It would totally blend right
you
in.
You should. New music on the Yacht Rock channel.
New music first.
Yeah.
Is anyone in the room watching The Bachelorette, or do we need to bring in an expert?
I totally bailed
on
this.
Jen bailed on it
early.
And I'm just lazy and I'm not watching it, but I know people who are watching it and they're really enjoying it this season because of all the crazy dynamics and the strong personality of this particular bachelorette. And last night, this big thing happened. The front runner, Michael, quit on last night's episode of The Bachelorette.
Now, we're down to how many?
That's a good question. This is the guy who has the 4-year-old son, James, and he lost his wife a couple of years ago, and everybody kind of had him down as a very strong potential front runner.
Uh-huh.
And here he is telling Kate why he's leaving.
Obviously, James is home. I was FaceTiming him outside of the, where are you? Why aren't you coming home? He said, like, why don't you want to see me anymore? I can't focus on anything else. I'm not leaving. Because of us. I'm leaving because my son needs his dad.
And so whether that
this
means
this has happened before.
Gone for good, or is he going to come back?
Is he going to come back? This has happened before. I remember, I don't remember which season it was, and I feel like it was earlier in the season, but there was somebody that was a front runner that had a kid at home and couldn't stay.
Left, and then do you remember the circumstances if they came back? Or
I want to say they tried to come back, but then the person was like, no, I've moved on.
Yeah.
Well, it says that we're in week 8, Jen, so I'm not sure how many exactly are left,
but it
can't be that many because it looks like they had the men tell all. So that's
when
like,
the men tell all, that's right before the finals.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
So there should be 2 or 3 left for next week.
By the way, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have a new NFT animated series on the way. It's called Stoner Cats, and they posted kind of an entertaining way of introducing it. Here they are with a buddy at their house. See what sense you can make of this, because it ends with a shot of the Stoner Cats artwork. Their buddy does one of the voices. So does Chris Rock, Jane Fonda, and Seth MacFarlane.
Can you name me a cast member from Beverly Hills 90210?
Wait, 90210, is that like a, some kind of ASIC manufacturing?
Hey, babe, what's a stoner cat?
The greatest NFT ever made.
Hey, Vitalik, what's a stoner cat?
It's a cat that beats Scissor Cat but loses to Paper Cat.
Meow.
Meow.
So we have that to look forward to.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.